Get ready for Let's Just Talk with Catherine Riker, sponsored by Backwell, Celestial Cruises, Dan Perkins, Mandel Brown Plastic Surgery, NX Stage Medical, Protovite, ProBiz, IDL Dentistry, iMarketing, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, and Ultimate Air Shuttle.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. We are welcoming back a guest that we had on about a year ago, and that is Dr. Robert Drapkin, and he's an MD, FACP. He's a healthcare provider who is board certified in internal medicine, medical oncology, and palliative care. For the past 36 years, Dr. Drapkin has been active in practice as a doctor, working to ensure the best quality of life for his patients as they age. Well, in his 50s, Dr. Drapkin became inspired by his own unhealthy habits to educate himself on diet and exercise. So Dr. Drapkin went from living an unhealthy lifestyle to becoming a premier bodybuilder. And I think he's 72 now, not 71. Am I correct, Dr. Drapkin?
I'm very close to 72.
Right. Okay. That's fine, because age really doesn't matter, right?
That's correct. Age is not important.
It's really not
important.
Health is important. And so last year you were doing bodybuilding, you were doing lots of different things. Now you've opened a new clinic.
Yes, I opened a new clinic. Mm-hmm. We call it our telomere clinic, which is a new way of measuring whether you're leading a healthy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
If your telomeres are long and longer than the average, that's a good sign. And especially if your telomeres don't shorten very much,
mm-hmm,
as we continue to measure them, that's also a very good sign.
Mm-hmm.
It's really an important part of and it's the bottom line as far as I'm concerned regarding your healthy lifestyle.
Now, am I right about this? Did you have a cookbook or something that dealt with diet? Am I right or wrong?
Yes, Kathy. No, I published a book about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
In that book, it's really a roadmap to good health. It covers how your, and the most important thing it covers, it tells you how your body works.
Mm-hmm.
It tells you what is how to have a healthy diet based on your goals. And it gives you a roadmap to a variety of different exercises in the gym, depending, again, on your goals, whether you really are interested in endurance training or strength training or both, and you should be interested in both.
Right. That's very, very important. Very important, especially, wouldn't you say, as we age, strength training is extremely important, especially for women and men, because we both get osteoporosis, and if we don't have strong bones, right, we fall and we break something, and then it takes us longer to heal. Am I right?
Yes, injuries in adults as we age as we get older is extremely important. Injury is the one thing that will make you even worse than you all. Once you stop exercising and you get sedentary,
mm-hmm,
things can rapidly deteriorate. Your body does not adapt very well,
mm-hmm,
to a sedentary lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You basically, Catherine, you have the body of an athlete. Over the generations that it took to develop your body and my body and everybody's body,
mm-hmm,
we have small toes. We have an elastic heel. We have relatively long legs. And when we overheat, we sweat. We don't pant. So our bodies are really geared for really long distance running. And that's how our species became the top of the food chain. We couldn't run faster than many species, but we could run longer, farther. We could catch our prey by just following them and wearing them out. And that's how our species became the dominant species on the planet. And our bodies haven't changed. What has changed is our modern lifestyle, mm-hmm. which may not be healthy.
Which is true. I mean, unfortunately, and the guest we had on before, who's another doctor, said there's this thing called grumpy old men, and with the fat in front, right, or they look guys
visceral,
that look pregnant,
visceral body fat.
Yeah, right,
yeah,
visceral body fat, and they don't like to get up, and they don't like to do certain things. They don't mind going to play golf or whatever, but you know, there's got to be more to it than that, and it's important to continue to exercise. Right now, I've got tape on my back, Doc. I shouldn't be talking, but unfortunately, I had a little thing happen to me in January, right? And I'm going to PT now, so you know, I can't wait to get back into regular exercise again, right? And
physical therapists are very important.
Uh-huh.
We use a lot of their techniques now in the gym to warm people up
uh-huh.
before they exercise, because
right.
they come out with a variety of wonderful things that really get your body prepared for exercise. And physical therapists do wonderful things. I mean, they started out with these foam rollers, which are
uh-huh.
like giant cigarettes made out of foam.
Uh-huh.
And rolling on them, putting the roller on the ground or on a mat,
uh-huh.
and rolling a muscle on it, it's like getting a therapeutic massage. It increases
right.
the blood flow, and it opens up the connective tissues that connect all our muscles together, and it's sort of like a therapeutic massage. It's very, very important to warm up like that in the gym.
Do you know,
and
I also...
therapists are terrific.
I love them, and I also love massage therapists, and I try to go at least every 2 or 3 weeks to a massage therapist, because unfortunately with the stresses that we have in life, right, you, like a lot of people, they carry them in certain parts of their body. I keep it in my shoulders, and my right shoulder especially. And it was so weird. I have to tell you this, because this just happened to me just about a month ago. I actually went into the ER thinking I had a heart attack, because I was having such terrible kind of heart pains, right? I thought I was having a heart attack. And I went into the ER, and it turned out to be my shoulder. And, you know, I apparently had done something that I didn't realize, maybe picking something up, because I'm like a little bunny as far as moving around a lot. I can't sit still for any length of time, which is good in a sense. But there are times when I do stuff that I shouldn't be doing. I shouldn't be picking up certain things or a certain way, and you don't know how that affects your body. Am I right?
You're absolutely correct. The shoulder is not really a weight-bearing joint like your hips are.
Uh-huh.
The shoulder is made of a confluence of many different soft tissues together, which form a pocket, and it's easily injured, especially when you go to the gym or if you reach something that's beyond your reach,
mm-hmm.
or if you go to the gym and lift something that you shouldn't be lifting. It's probably one of the commonest injured areas in the gym or when people exercise.
Right.
So easy to injure your shoulders.
Yeah, and that's
physical therapists are wonderful. They give you some great exercises
mm-hmm.
to open up the joint, increase the blood flow.
Mm-hmm.
And they work. It works.
It works. And, you know, it's really, so today she suggested I use ice packs because I have some inflammation back there on my back. And she taped mm-hmm. me. And, see, I am so lucky because my daughter is an occupational therapist. And I'm going to go visit her in the next week or so. And since I can't see my PT, she'll do it for me. You know what I mean? Which makes
yeah, sure.
it nice.
Great.
Right.
Great.
Right. It is great. And I mean, if you know your body, you know, and I've always loved exercise. I've always loved working out. You know, so this year when this whole thing started, I was like, oh, no, I can't deal with this. Not again. And so now we're getting back into it again, and I'm feeling better, right?
That's good.
And that's important.
That's really important.
Well, because, you know, you, like me, are constantly busy, right? I mean, I do three or four television shows within a couple weeks. And if I'm not feeling good or I can't talk, then I just can't work. Hello. So I have to be fit. And when you're doing cooking shows, you're standing a lot. So, you know, now I know why I never want to be a regular chef, you know, because those people really kill their bodies, right?
Yes, they do.
So
they have to enjoy, well, they enjoy what the products of their cooking.
Right.
And it's a dilemma, I suspect. But I have to be a good example for my patients.
Uh-huh.
I have to look fit. And I have to walk the walk and talk the talk. So they look at me as an example, and I have to, I call it my highway to hell, actually. I have to, but it's what I do. I mean, I enjoy staying healthy and fit. And,
what's really fun is
a lifestyle.
It is a lifestyle.
Really,
you know, a really good friend of mine who I hadn't seen in a long time is a certified instructor, and he's going to start doing, you know, we're going to be working out, but he's also a massage therapist, which is even better. You know, so
people underestimate massage because, you know, it's really what it's absolutely essential to
right.
release the fascia that connect all of your muscles together.
Uh-huh.
And it has a blood supply which needs to be increased before you exercise the muscle.
Right.
And if you don't do that, you get a lot more discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
And limited range of movement.
Mm-hmm.
So myofascial release, or essentially a massage, is really something you need to do before you lift a weight when you go into the gym, or even before you do your endurance, your cardio.
Mm-hmm.
In my book, we have an entire chapter devoted to how to do that myofascial release on your own in the gym before you do any of your exercises.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely essential to do that.
Right.
Most people don't, but I think it's really
It's extremely important to do that because you can injure yourself if you don't do it ahead of time. And if nothing else, after all these years of training, weight training and all this other jazz, and personal training, I've learned that is so, so important. And, you know, this physical therapist has really taught me how to stretch, you know, my back and to do certain exercises to make my back feel good again, right? And I don't know what I'd do without her because it really helped me. This time I'm, you know, and I think the more education you have about this, the better off. Once you get to know your body, then you know your limits. Right, and
I don't know. You got to know your own limitations.
Yeah, you got to know your limitations.
As Clint Eastwood said in the Dirty Harry movies, you just got to know your own limitations.
That's right. We need to take a short break, and we'll be right back with Dr. Robert Dragan after these messages.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Katherine Riker.
Have you ever been on a celestial cruise? Be different. Live authentic. Every moment is a destination. Authentic views. The best of the Aegean in 3, 4, or 7 days. And they also do Cuba. It's wonderful. If you've never experienced Greece, Turkey, or the Aegean, or any of the places that they go to, they're a smaller ship with 800 to 1,200 people per ship. And that's the best part. You get the most wonderful food, entertainment, the hidden gems of Greece. And they want you to be part of that Greek experience. They have theme cruises. Check them out on CelestialCruises.com or give them a call and book your trip at 877-337-4665. Check it out. You'll love it. 877-337-4665.
Love cooking, baking, and working in the kitchen, home, or garden? Have you ever realized two hands just aren't enough? You need Bagwell, the sealable bag holder. Bagwell is like having an extra set of hands when pouring, scooping, storing, or packing anything from leftovers to Legos. This incredible four-pronged bag holder keeps your sealable bag open so you can fill it with your need. Then close the bag and you are ready to go. I keep one in my kitchen, hobby room, and kids' room. Check out Bagwell at www.thebagwell.com.
Dan Perkins recently completed the third book of his series, The Brotherhood of the Red Nile, America Responds. Books 1 and 2, A Terrorist Perspective and America Rebuilds, grabbed our attention and readers explored the scenario that could be pulled from today's news. While becoming involved with his lovable and hateable characters, Perkins weaves us through the ups and downs of what could be a true story. Never before has a writer so thoroughly engrossed us in his masterful words while making us realize the need to be diligent about the state of our country. For hours of reading pleasure, check out www.danperkins.com or get his books online at amazon.com.
Are you or someone you love living with chronic kidney disease or on dialysis? NxStage may be able to help you live a healthier, longer life with more frequent home hemodialysis. Home hemodialysis is a different way of doing hemodialysis. Instead of going to a dialysis center, home hemodialysis with NxStage System 1 is performed in the comfort of your own home. The System 1 offers flexible therapy options, including performing your treatments during the day or at night while you sleep, allowing you to spend your day your way. Talk to your doctor to see if home hemodialysis is right for you, or call one of our patient consultants to learn more about your treatment options at 888-200-6456. The NxStage System 1 is a prescription device. All forms of hemodialysis, including treatments performed in-center and at home, involve some risk. In addition, there are certain risks unique to treatment in the home environment and specific to nocturnal use. Patients differ, and not everyone will experience the reported benefits of more frequent home hemodialysis. Call 888-200-6456. Hi, this is Catherine Raker. Let's face it, there are literally hundreds of multivitamin, multinutrition, and energy products on the market. Each claim to have dramatic results. Most have proprietary ingredients that say deliver the vitamins and nutrition the fastest, the purest, and the best for your body. We've heard it all before until it becomes rhetoric. But I found a product that is liquid and simple to take, and I love it. The important thing is when choosing a nutritional product is that it works for you. ProtoVite delivers 100% of 15 essential vitamins and minerals with each dose. This multivitamin mineral complex feeds into your bloodstream because of the miraculous way they've developed to transport it into your body. In the past few years, I've taken every product out there. It's always given me an aftertaste. With ProtoVite, it has been quite different. No aftertaste and easy to take, no matter day or night. With ProtoVite, I'm sleeping better at night and I feel great during the day. I want to personally thank the company for creating a product that I can take every day and feel my best. If you're tired of the rhetoric that nutrition companies say, then try one that customers like me say works. ProtoVite, it works. Check us out at www.vniinc.com.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Reichelin.
We're back with Dr. Robert Drapkin, and we've been talking about how important it is for not just exercise, but really getting to know your body. Now, you personally, this must have been when you were how old that you decided?
I started in the gym when I was 50.
50, okay.
50.
And how much overweight were you? Or were you even?
Well, I had a body that had a, what shaped like an apple.
Really?
And yes, and that meant I had too much visceral body fat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good measure, actually. Your waist is a good measure. Is one of the few things that's easy to measure is your waist size. And,
mm-hmm.
and if your waist size is bigger than your shoulders, that's not healthy. That's really a bad sign that you have about to have a metabolic problem. What happens, as you know, Catherine, I think we've discussed this before, is if you don't exercise, you lose about 1% of your muscle mass each year,
right,
starting in your 30s. So by the time you're 50, or in your 50s, you can have lost 20% or more of your muscle mass. And when you do that, you're less active. You're weaker, you're less active, and you tend to put on body fat. And it's the body fat, especially the visceral body fat, which means in your intestines and around your waist, those fat cells produce inflammatory molecules,
mm-hmm.
which cause small blood vessel disease. The very first sign of this is your blood pressure will go up a little bit, and you go to your primary care doctor, and he says, Bob, you know, you're over 50, your blood pressure's up a little bit, it's fairly common, take these pills. What he should be telling you is, Bob, you're over 50, you have an unhealthy lifestyle, you need to change your diet and your exercise patterns, because diet and exercise will cure this. Treating your blood pressure will be palliating this, not getting to the root cause of the elevated blood pressure, which is your lifestyle, the unhealthy food that we eat, the fact that we don't exercise properly. Mm-hmm. And that's just the beginning. As these small blood vessel diseases increase, we also develop what's called insulin resistance, pre-diabetes, elevated blood sugars.
Mm-hmm.
And that's even more, that's a real sign that you have a chronic metabolic condition. Again, it can be eliminated with knowledge, diet, and exercise. But most people are unwilling to change their lifestyle, to add exercise to their lifestyle, to stop eating unhealthy food. We become accustomed to eating what we eat, and much of it is not good for us.
That's very, you know, that's so important. You know, that's one of the reasons why I started the Chef You and I show, was to teach people how to actually eat differently, to eat less, and to eat healthy. And I'll tell you, the foods that are out there today, the organics, I do almond milk every day. And because, you know, number one, I love it. I do the 35-calorie deal. I do a healthy shake because I work with a food scientist who's a brilliant guy. And because I can't take soy, I use pea extract, which yellow pea extract. And actually, it's delicious.
Pea protein is a wonderful source of protein. It's as good a source of protein as any other source. It's excellent for you.
Right.
And your almond milk has essential fats, mm-hmm, that, again, are absolutely essential for the normal functioning of your brain,
mm-hmm,
and the synthesis of all your hormones in your body.
Right.
And if you don't get your essential fats in, and almond milk is a great source, your muscles hurt, especially when you exercise.
Right.
I mean, so you need them. You need these fats in your diet. And most people will say, oh, it has fat in it, I don't want to eat it. Well, that's old information. That's not, mm-hmm, that's incorrect.
Do you know what's funny?
I used to think 20 years ago.
It's funny, Doc. I had stopped eating as many, you know, I eat one banana a day, and a small one. And because I found out that my body needed that potassium that was right there, right? So I added to my shake, okay, and maybe not a very big one, but enough that it makes me feel good during the day. And then I may cut out some other stuff, right? But I think that your body tells you certain things that you're missing, right? Especially healthy stuff. And I think that one of the things I really love, and I have a wonderful priest that is on my cooking show, who's a chef, and he made the most beautiful artichokes, and he made a healthy dip for the artichokes. And we took a half an artichoke each, and there isn't that much there, but they really are good, and they don't have a lot of calories. So looking at different vegetables too that can really help your body, you know, I think that, and my husband's lucky because he can't eat a lot of beef. He has to, because he's got that, he gets gout, so I have to really watch what he's eating constantly, right? And so I'm introducing new things into his diet all the time, thanks to the show. So it's really helping us and helping our listeners and also our viewers.
Well, that's wonderful. You know, artichokes are really healthy. Mm-hmm. what you're describing is listening to your body, which is so essential, because your body will tell you what it likes and what it doesn't like. And no two people are alike. And those, and when I was in doing internal medicine and oncology, no disease is exactly the same in everybody. It's all always different. And people have individual needs. So the first question I ask my new patients today is what their goals are, what they want to achieve. And we sort of work together to get them where they want to be. And quite often, no two diets are alike.
That's right.
You know, but one thing is for sure is if you do need to lose body fat, you have to give your body fewer calories than it needs. And when you do that, your brain becomes unhappy. Your brain wants to keep you where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, Catherine, this is sad. That's why all diets, you just do diet alone. And despite what the diet doctors tell you, and despite the fact that you're losing weight, all diets will fail.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, in time, if you're just on diet alone, you will plateau, you will fail. Your brain will continue to fight your diets and low calories for almost forever, unless you change the set point. And the diet doctors know, and I've been a diet doctor, and I enjoy being a diet doctor because we can cure diabetes and hypertension.
Right.
But it's not the, by itself, it does have its limits. And the only, diet doctors give a lot of diet pills, as you know.
Yeah.
And they're criticized by their colleagues for that.
Mm-hmm.
But the diet pills mm-hmm. actually work. They will counteract what your brain is trying to do. So when you go on your diet, taking fewer calories, your brain recognizes that, decreases your metabolic rate
mm-hmm.
through your thyroid hormones. And it increases your appetite through a hormone it produces called ghrelin. So you're hungrier and you're less here, but metabolic rate decreases. The diet pills counteract what your brain is doing by their stimulants. They increase your metabolic rate, and they decrease your appetite. There's only one other way to deal with this problem, and that's by slowly introducing exercise.
That's right.
Exercise will do exactly the same thing as your diet pills. It will help you find a new set point for your brain.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to your diet doctor and he puts you on pills, eventually it will fail. You will blame yourself. You won't blame the doctor. And you say, well, I didn't do it right. I want to go back on it. And as Weight Watchers will tell you, their business plan is to sell you Weight Watchers four separate times, because each time it will fail. So you have to have a big picture, a healthy diet,
mm-hmm.
fewer calories, and you need exercise. And then you're on the road to good health.
And you know what? We've run out of time, but I'd love to have you back on. So maybe you could come. Yeah, I'd love to. And I'd love to have you come back on next month or so. And we can let you know what my progress is. Hello. And by that time, I'll have gotten your book, which I hope your wonderful publicist will send me.
On Amazon.com, but I'll send you a copy.
Oh, thank you so much. And we'd love to have you on our cooking show sometime. And
sure.
That would be really fun, I think. So I want to thank you so much. Give your website out again, please.
Dr. Robert, MDFACP.com. That means I'm a fellow of the American College of Physicians.
Thank you. And thank you so much for being on our show today. And we'll see you next time on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk. And don't forget to go to our free app if you have an iPhone or an iPad. And you can go to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker. It's free. Load it in. And you'll be able to hear all of our shows. See you next time. Thank you.
You've been listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker, sponsored by Backwell, Celestial Cruises, Dan Perkins, Mandel Brown Plastic Surgery, NX Stage Medical, Rotovice, ProBiz, IDL Dentistry,
iMarketing, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, and Ultimate Air Shuttle.